Blog Talk Radio.
Up for the set though. OD, we the new dip set. Killer Cam on the West Coast. Hand signs for the set though. OD, we the new dip set. Killer Cam on the West Coast. Pink fur on the pong bitch. Right stroke with the left stroke. I be swimming up the money, yeah. Always been up with a wet nose. Real pimping up stress though. Fuck cold, get strep throat. Fuck nigga, get laid out. Better hope a nigga tech bro. Skirt, skirt, the city, yeah. We be still on the metro. This car don't leave dust. When I leave, you just smoke. Nigga sipping ain't tech though. Green lean for the bro folks. Third eye on the AK, let the KC like JoJo. Niggas don't want smoke though. Halloween going broke though. Kids trying to be X-Men, but these niggas wanna be low, so I just found my mojo. These drugs, they polo. Hit a nigga with the gold gun. One time like 00. 17, that's the Medellin. High guns, they never clean. You're the dirty like down south. I'm just trying to see better things.
That's all I know. That's all I know. Yeah, I'm getting money, but I want some more. Hoes call me 1017, cause the nigga so icy. Let the bitch meet the gang, now that hoe say she wanna fuck Mikey. Turban on like I'm ISIS. I blew this bitch up, where you from? Throw them shits up. Who the new dip set, bitch? Us. Walk around with your chain on, boy, better keep your shit tucked. Cause niggas round here hungry, and you be looking like lunch. My neck be looking like, face looking like, damn, who the fuck is that, nigga? I'm the one. Why you caught up in the matrix? We at the pool party with the A-list. Organic fruit, you
taste it. Let me get him. Santa Ron's at the day party. Feeling stage for the hangover. Told your bitch that you know the mob, not the only fuck when the gang over. 7+ every phone call. Told them only hit the doorway. Niggas talk, but they bitches pulling up to the condo cheese face. Deep dick, make a knees ache. I said he pop, I don't need eight. Sloppy head and a leg drop. I'm a power range, I don't need break. Fight wine, test, get cheese face. Switching banks like feed dates. On a hard drive, tell these record labels that I need faith. Hold up, I call your bitches, say I need faith. Hold up, I call a plug and tell them bring eight.
That right there was New Dipset. It's by the homies Loso D Nice, Mikey O.D., Organic Dreamers. I am your host, Carl BFM Jones. You live on the Dopeness interview series brought to you by another other than USA Blog Network. Tonight, we got Organic Dreamers. What's going on, bro?
Ain't nothing, man. Just working.
Word, man. Who is this? Is this Mikey or is this Loso?
It's Loso.
Okay, word. Hey, man, which one of y'all said that was going to let the tech sing like JoJo?
Say that one more time.
Somebody said that they was gonna let the tech sing like JoJo. That shit was dope.
Oh yeah. That was me.
Word. I like that style,
yep,
man.
Yeah, man. We just trying to be different. You know what I'm saying?
Man, got to dog. Got to stand out, man. Y'all doing it?
Yeah. How you doing tonight, man?
So what would you call? Oh man, I'm in it, bro. I'm chilling. Banging y'all music. This new Dipset and this new Rockstar. Kind of excited.
Yeah. for sure. I know it go hard because I ain't even seen you that one. You must have went did some research and grabbed that one, huh?
Always, bro. I mean, I gotta see who I'm talking to. I gotta see what it really is. You know.
Yep, I appreciate it.
No problem, man. What I was gonna ask you is, what do you call y'all style? Like, what style? What genre? What you call it?
Just organic rap, man. Just organic. It's just from the heart. You feel me? So that's like the only way we can do it is organic rap.
So organic. When you say organic, like Organic Dreamers, that mean from the heart?
Heart, man, straight from the heart and soul, no cut. You know what I'm saying? Nothing added to it, it's just straight raw, straight Ross is straight from us. Straight Ross.
Hmm. So y'all out there on the West Coast in the Bay Area.
Shout out to Kevin Durant
just made 20,000 points. So he up there with the elite in NBA.
Yeah, for sure. I was just at Trey Songz concert and for KD. It was a real cool dude. Real cool dude.
Yeah, man. You think they could take it all this year again?
Hell yeah. I mean, who gonna stop him? Like, I don't really see nobody who can stop him. I just hope Cleveland don't go, because I'm tired of seeing them. I just want to see Boston against the Warriors, baby. I like the Timberwolves.
But you don't want nobody to make it all the way there and just get swept by Golden State, though.
I know. That's the other thing, too. But, I mean, the thing about Golden State, if they do just go in there and sweep everybody, man, it's going to be entertaining. You know what I'm saying? You got Curry and Durant. Clearly, y'all look good. You know what I'm saying? They might be blowing people out. They might be all-stars, but at least it looked good. I feel like I watch any other basketball game, any other team players, like, you know, you're just waiting for a highlight. Them dubs on there, you know, any second, it's just happening. Stuff just happening.
Hey, bro, I know y'all based in the Bay Area in San Francisco. You one of the team who is from New Orleans, is that right?
All of us actually from New Orleans, but we've been in the Bay Area for like about 5 years or whatever. And, you know, we just been thugging out here. So, you know, we are, New Orleans is our hometown, but right now we putting on for the Bay, because this is where we've been working at. This is where all our music been coming out. So, you know, we just putting on for over here.
Mm.
The whole group.
So how did that move?
I just had an opportunity or whatever. I had a cousin out here, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I just hit him up randomly. He was like, come through. I came through. I fell in love with it. Like, a year later, I got everybody else out here. You know, we just been thugging ever since.
Yeah, I probably move out to the West Coast and not come back, too. I feel you on that.
Come through, man. It's lit. It's lit. We going to show love, you know what I'm saying? Come through. So where it's at, man. Well, dreams come true. A lot of dreams come true over here, especially in Cali, man. Us being from New Orleans and coming over here, seeing all this opportunity, man, this is where it's at,
yeah.
For real.
Word, man. Right. So how did all y'all form, though? Because you said it's like six of y'all on the team.
Yeah. I mean, they got a group called Flight Club that's in our group. Those two guys, well, it's actually three of them. Those three guys are my cousins, City, Easy, and Jay. But JL, he's our DJ, you know, so that's why I say it too. But he's a DJ. You know, those three guys are my cousins. And we got Mikey O.D. I went to high school with him. And, you know, we just ended up, I just ran into him. So I forgot to say that. I ain't even get Mikey out here. I just walked across the street and just randomly seen him organically. And that happened right there. We got Valentin. I knew him in New Orleans. I saw him, like, a microphone or something like that. And one day I'm on Instagram, like, a year or two later, and both of us, you know, just ended up in the same spot. And shit, I forgot my guy Squatty. He been out here since like Hurricane Katrina or whatever. So, you know, he been doing this thing. That's like 10, that's really like 12 years he been out here.
Mm. Okay. Well, bro, this Watchstar, man, we're going to go ahead and get him a little sample of that. Go ahead and introduce him. We're going to rock out to it for a second.
Yep, man. This next song is our latest and, you know, our first single of the year, Watchstar, me and Mikey O.D. We just having fun, just you know, that's it, just having fun. You know what I'm saying? This song, mostly all the hustlers, if you hustle and you got, you know, a small amount of time, this song for you. You know what I'm saying? If you just like music, then this song for you, too. So check that out, Watchstar,
wow.
Loso D Nice featuring Mikey O.D.
Let's get it.
Ain't nothing on my feet, you better watch this. Cause it better do the other side, bitch. One piece, two piece, five piece. Get the money, don't see me, just watch me. This bird, this flame, flash me. Flash nigga, 100 blocks, fucking all the time. There's nobody here,
You can see I'm racist. Never been a buster. Shout out to that nigga David. Money over thotties. I ain't got no type of patience. Get a table 5 minutes. Sorry, waiter, we gon' take it. Bitch, you know you fucking with a dope man. Pull up to the counter, to the dope man. Money on the floor, money on the floor.
Paparazzi with a foreign bitch. My bitch look like a pop star. OG roll up and I fought the shit. Call up the plug for the hoe. Nigga boot up like a coffee chip.
Yeah.
OD. And if they on my feet, you better watch it.
Yeah, that right there.
Watch the OD, Organic Dreamers, Los OD Nice, Mikey OD. Alright. So reminisce a little bit about the writing and recording, the process of actually being in the studio and recording that joint, right? The concept behind it all, the whole nine. Whatever you can give us insight behind the scenes about recording it.
Man, it's just... It was just live, man. One day, I just found the beat. Usually, when you got a good song on your hand, it's like it don't really take too much effort to make, you know, to put some nice lyrics on it. So it was like, as soon as I got the beat, I just snapped on it, man. And you know, mostly all our stuff, like 80% of our music, we kind of just freestyle, or just, you know, go back and punch in if you want to change anything. So you know, I just got up on it. I had it sitting for like a day or two. I'm like, what I'm gonna do with it? I'm like, let me just get Mikey on it, because we do like the most songs together out of, you know, the group. It's like me and him got the same style, so I do most of my songs with Mikey more than I might do it with the other members or whatever. So I'm just like, you know, let me just throw him on there. It seemed like we could go hard with it, shoot a video, and the name of the beat was Rockstar or whatever. So you know, we just went with that or whatever. You know, like I said, it was just live, man. Just live, just straight from the heart. Probably finished the song in 30 minutes. I probably finished mine.
Oh, word. So just vibing out in the studio?
Snap. Yep. I mean, my room, I'm in the studio right now. My room is actually a studio because, you know, I just want to wake up, get to business. You know what I'm saying? Just work and then go to sleep right there. So I live in a studio, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, word. So... let me ask you about, like, your writing style. Do you write, like, and then record it, or do you, like, punch in and freestyle it out until you get it right?
Yeah, I just freestyle it out, man. You know, if I'm not at the house and, you know, I get a beat that I like, if I'm not at the house, I just, you know, I write it in my head. Like, I don't even use no cell phone, no pen or nothing. I just write it in my head, just freestyle it. I didn't got my mind. I didn't, you know, got myself hooked on to just remembering everything. I don't know how it happened, but I was just like, one day my cousins at Fight Club, they was like, we ain't writing no more. I'm like, fuck it, I ain't writing no more either. And ever since then, I've just been writing in my head. I guess it's still writing, but I just, you know, leave it stuck in my head. But I mean, if I'm at the studio and I got a beat, we just going in. It's right then and there.
Well, and then y'all shot the video. What was the concept behind the video?
Actually, my guy, Aquavis or whatever, you know, you could say he's another member of OD. He just, you know, he had the ideas. And a lot of our videos we do, you know, I come up with a lot of the video treatments. Cause I'm in college, I go to school for film too. But my dude, he just alley-ooped the ideas, and, you know, that was it.
Well, y'all make sure y'all go and check that Wax style out on YouTube. You know, Organic Dreamers, Los OD Nice, Mikey D, totally killed it. Man, new Dipset. Oh, yeah. Like how did that concept come about? Cause that's ill.
I mean, like the same thing. I just was in the studio and got the beat. Just searching, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, we don't really have, like, no in-house producers, so we really just be searching and searching, and that's what kind of make it hard. And, you know, we still do our thing, but, you know, just searching, found the beat. You know, the beat just bring it out of you or whatever. So I just did my part or whatever. I'm thinking, I'm like, who am I going to get on here? You know, my dude City, he got on next or whatever. He hit the bridge, and, you know, that was it. That sat for about 2 more days, and, like, fucking put Mikey on it. I would have put the whole gang on it, but I don't really like to do songs that's 6-7 minutes long. So I just, you know, got half of our straws on there, and that was it. And that's what we grew up off of, you know what I'm saying? We're from New Orleans, so, you know, we grew up off a lot of hot boys. But by the time they broke up, that was when we was probably in, like, middle school, when we could, you know, actually, you know, remember things. And that Dipset, that was just, that was everything, man. That was everything, and that's what we, you know, we kind of pushing for that image a little bit.
Yeah, bro, that caught my attention, you know, because I'm an old head, and, you know, y'all say that y'all make music for not only the young, but older fans of hip-hop,
mm-hmm.
who've been waiting for that type of sound, that type of crossover.
Right.
What is it that you all think you all what do you think you have brought from, like, your inspirations that allow you to have that kind of that skill, that flavor? Is there anybody who's influenced you in the past or anything like that?
I mean, our influences are like real lyrical people, you know, like Currency, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, you know, like I said, Currency and Lil Wayne, they come from New Orleans, and, you know, their wordplay is just ill, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, it's not just a whole bunch of on the track, so it's like, you know, we born in, like, 90, 91, 92, 93. I feel like the time we was born is, like, right in the middle between the two eras, so, you know, we grew up bumping all this lyrical stuff, listening to all these lyrical guys, but, you know, by the time we got older and got on our professional levels, the game has changed and the beats are different. So, you know, we just like right in between, you know what I'm saying?
I like that. Yeah. Something right different, like you said, when you first came on. You know, it's something you can vibe to, you know what I'm saying? Something you could, you know, sauce too, but also it's some lyrical content for you that's gonna grab you. So,
right,
I fuck with that.
And that's what we were trying to do. That's what we're trying to do. Just meet up right in the middle. So, you know, you still gotta sell stuff, man. You gotta please your people. And like I say, we just gonna meet them right in the middle. We gonna hit them with these lyrics, and if they want it on some type of crazy trap beat or whatever they want, we'll give it to them on that. You know, however they want it, we gonna give it to them. Just makes sense, you know what I'm saying? It just makes way more sense.
Word, bro. So what can we look for 2018, the new year? This year, what we need to look for, whether it's fashion, whether it's an album that's going to have Rockstar and New Dipset on it, performances. What should we look for this year?
All of that, man. We're going right now we're working mainly on the West Coast, so we're going to be tearing the coast up and touring and all that. But right now we're just dropping a whole lot of singles and doing videos for them or whatever. Like, I got Rockstar. I got a whole nother video called Adult Swim, man. Nobody even know about that. But we're going to be dropping a whole bunch of visuals, like at least 2 different visuals a month. And, you know, the fashion game, we going crazy in that. We actually part-time models, too. We do music, but we modeling on the side and stuff out here in Cali, too. So, you know, you're definitely going to see us modeling out a whole bunch of brands. Shout out to Graph. That's, like, the main one we do. Trap Art, we modeling with them. And, you know, we're going to just be putting on for the Bay Area this whole year, you know what I'm saying? Just going hard, getting that recognition. We got Lover's Lane coming out soon. That's about Valentine album, Lover's Lane. We got a whole bunch of stuff coming, man.
Well, word, bro. I really appreciate you coming on the Dopeness, man, and chatting with me about the new video. Y'all make sure y'all go and check that out. It's Rockstar. You know, add him on Instagram, Step Daddy Loso. or either Fashion Dragon, the homeboy OD, Mikey OD, Fashion Dragon with two eyes on Instagram.
Yep, yep.
Go ahead and hit him with some final words before we get out of here, bro.
Man, I'm saying, like I said, it's OD, that stands for Organic Dreamers. We are from New Orleans, but we putting on for the Bay Area right now, Oakland and San Francisco. You know, we got Flight Club in this, Mikey OD, Squad and Yard. We got DJ JL's rocking with us, know what I'm saying? Valentine, Lover's Lane coming out soon, and me, Los, would be nice, you feel me? You know, just be looking out for us. This ain't gonna, this not gonna be the last time we gonna be on this station. Shit, we gonna probably be right back next month. Every time we got a release, we gonna be here. So, you know what I'm saying? Just get used to us. Just get used to us and get used to the relationship. You feel me? Cause we gonna be here for a long time. Real, real, real long time.
Well, bro, salute to you, man.
Yep, yep. Appreciate you for having me on the show. All right,
y'all make sure y'all going. Y'all make sure, like I said, go and check out the video. It'll be up on USA Blog Network shortly. And, of course, if you haven't already went and followed USA Blog Network on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, go and do so right now. That's our time for tonight. Definitely make sure you stay in tune with good music, man, and keep on rocking with positivity. Organic Dreamers. Follow them like ASAP. All right. We out of here till next time, y'all. Another one on the Dopeness Interview Series, USA Blog Network. We out.
Peace out.
Sorry, waiter, we gon' take it. Bitch, you know you fuckin' with a dope, man. Pull up to the counter, tip.